Well, what about the reception of Les Mis, the book, and how it has been perceived then and thereafter? Tremendous publisher's hype, we would call it today. I mean, Hugo was a great international literary figure. He wouldn't allow any excerpts to get printed beforehand, which would have happened with a lot of work. When it comes out in 1862, the so-called critics who think they know these things are actually pretty critical of it. They think the characters are very poorly drawn, they are superficial, they're stereotypes. They think the book is over sentimental. Other people don't like the idea that Hugo has been sympathetic to the revolutionaries and he shouldn't have a novel setting out how he should be building barricades and so on. The institution which really doesn't like it is the Catholic Church. Hugo himself reckoned he'd been attacked over 700 times in various organs of the Catholic press. Catholic Church actually banned the book. All of those things, of course, guaranteed that it was an international bestseller in short order. It's translated within months into various European languages. It was a huge popular success, and probably because the themes are fairly timeless. You know, it's about good and bad, justice and injustice, light and dark, and the triumph of good over darkness in the end. And really, in the 20th century, let's be honest, most people haven't read the book, neither have they in the 21st century, but they might have seen the film. There have been actually about 10 film versions, the most recent and successful back in 2012. And of course, the stage show, which appeared in France, premiered in France in 1980, and then the English version in 1985. And even before the sort of COVID shutdown, I think probably waiting time for tickets of 2 or 3 years. Then a major TV adaptation of the story in 2018. So popular interest certainly shows no signs of ending anytime soon.